We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm talking today here with Stephanie Kilborn, Ascension Via Christi Sexual Assault Nurse Examiner, and Melissa Mosier, RCPD Victim Advocate Coordinator here. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and we're kind of talking about, you know, what victims' options are here in the month of April, and really any time of the year, because sexual violence doesn't just have one month. It happens all year round. I want to talk a little bit about forensic nursing, and I have a handout here talks a little bit about it, but maybe kind of what victims should know so that evidence is preserved should you decide to pursue legal action.
So the very first thing I want you to know is if you find yourself in this situation, please just get to safety. That is my number one concern and priority. I want to make sure that you are somewhere safe and you are out of harm's way, whether that's going to a friend's house, going to a family member's house, or calling 911, whatever you need to do. I do encourage you to do that. From there, I would highly encourage you to help preserve any possible DNA samples, to refrain from showering, taking a bath, brushing your teeth, using mouthwash, changing your clothes, things along that nature will help whenever or if you choose to come in and have an exam done.
All right. And this kind of goes against maybe what a victim would normally want to do here. You want to, you know, just get rid of all
Absolutely.
That. And then from there here, your office could step in at any time whenever they reach out to you, correct?
Sure. So we actually do work hand in hand with Via Christi, and there will be some times after a victim has done a SANE examination that they may be willing to reach out to law enforcement. Sometimes they need to sleep on it overnight and kind of make that decision. It's a big step to make. Sometimes people have actually called RCPD first, and we're actually the ones to escort them to the hospital. But yeah, and at that time, both the SANE nurses, as well as when you go in for a SANE, you also have the opportunity to meet with an advocate at the crisis center. And between those two, they have been really incredible in supporting RCPD's new sexual assault investigation policy, which we're calling Your Option, Your Control. So either an officer or Stephanie or one of the advocates from the crisis center will just let victims know that there is a new sexual assault investigation policy with RCPD. Again, it's called Your Options, Your Control, and it's really giving control to the victims of sexual assault in really guiding their investigation route. There are three options that they will be shared. One is a complete investigation. And that will include all of the investigative steps that are needed to form a prosecutable case. Two, there's going to be a partial investigation where victims will share which investigative steps they're comfortable in a detective pursuing. That could include collection of evidence. That could include interviewing only certain witnesses. And then lastly, they'll be told that there's an information only. And basically, information only is exactly what it sounds like. It's when a victim or even a third party gives information that they feel comfortable in sharing about the assault, but there's not going to be any follow-up investigation done, and law enforcement will not contact them. Again, we leave the door open so that if the victim is ready to come back and pursue an investigation, we'll definitely take up from there. But the information only really is giving voice that a crime has happened against a victim. And, you know, sometimes when a trauma has happened, that's what they need in order to be able to take that first step forward.
Now, I've got some interesting statistics here in front of me. You know, we are in a college town here with Kansas mm-hmm. State University, and 18 to 24-year-old college-age women are three times more likely to be sexually assaulted. That's fascinating that it's that high. And 4.2% of students have experienced stalking since entering college. And that's usually what can lead to these types of crimes. I'm curious, too, this is a crime that can also occur with men, and it's a little different with them reporting. You mentioned it being an underreported crime. What are the resources here for any men who are victims of this crime or of this type of crime?
Resources are the same. You're a victim of a sexual assault. So a sane examination can still be completed. An investigation would be completed the same. The crisis center and the care office, their advocates are trained in dealing with the person, not male and female. It is really difficult for, men to report that something has happened against them. We know that that's happening. We're trying to break down as many barriers on each of, the different organizations to encourage men to step forward and to report sexual assault. But I don't necessarily know that as a community we've seen that happen yet. So we're going to continue our efforts. The other population that I know is extremely vulnerable, and a lot of times we don't necessarily get victims coming forward as from our LGBTQ plus community. There are still a lot of stereotypes and fears that when they do step forward, I guess maybe I'll talk specifically from a law enforcement perspective, that maybe they're not going to be believed, they're not going to be respected, and that they're individual choices in life are not going to be honored. And we as a department are taking that very seriously and, striving to ensure that every member and every group in our community feels comfortable when they come forward.
Yeah. It's a lot like with mental health. There's all these stigmas that have existed for so long, and erasing those stigmas is a tough thing to do. So let's say someone who you think may be a victim. What is your best course of action in that case? Should you just go and be a good listening ear, or what's the best step?
So if you know somebody that has been a victim, I would definitely say support. They are going to need all the support that they could possibly gather at that point. They need somebody to listen to them, or maybe they just need somebody to sit with them and be there for them, reassure them it was not their fault. That, I feel like, is one thing that I hear all too often. It's my fault. It's my fault. It's not your fault. So just to be that support person and let them know it's not your fault. We are here to support you. And when they're ready, help them with their course, whether it be reporting to law enforcement. Maybe they just need to find somebody that they can sit down and talk to on a professional level, or maybe they do want to come in and preserve that evidence and have a sane exam for the future, whatever it may be, just to kind of be there for them.
All right. Yeah, because, I've known people in my life who are in, and maybe they weren't necessarily sexually assaulted, but they're in controlling relationships. And that's where a lot of these crimes, I think, are maybe birthed out of, is being in a bad relationship with somebody who's controlling.
And I think I definitely want to reiterate what Stephanie said, that it is a process that's individual for each victim. And so to be that supportive presence, and when you can sense that they are ready, to be able to share resources and really advocate for someone to seek some kind of outside counsel or outside support. A lot of times trauma is not something that we ourselves can take on all by ourselves and move forward. It is going to take either a support system, a counselor. Again, there's the crisis center, which is free. It's ongoing. There's Pawnee Mental Health Services. They can definitely call up to RCPD and speak with me about what their options are. Sometimes even just having information can give power. But just recognizing that until somebody is ready to take that step forward, it's just to be patient and just recognize that it is a process for them.
All right. And finally here, for victims, where can they get these sexual assault kits? Is it just at the hospital, or where do you get those?
So right now it's just at the hospital. Whether you come to Extension Via Christi or Gary County has the same program, Salina, Stormont Vale. I know some people are concerned about who in the community might hear about this. Everything is confidential. However, there are facilities within the area that you could also go to. I have also partnered with the health department, so they can contact me if they have somebody come in, and I'm able to commute over to the health department to perform the exams as well. And along the lines of what Melissa was saying, if there's questions or concerns about the exam process, you're just not sure, maybe your friend wants more information, we do have a number to call. You are welcome to call day or night. I am pretty reachable, so if I'm not there at the facility already, they know where to find me, and I am happy to speak with you.
And can you give us that number?
Sure. It's 785-323-6880.
Okay. And likewise, how they reach you, Melissa, if they...
Sure. The Riley County Police Department, the main line is 537-2112. They can always reach out to my personal office, which is 473-2390. I'd be glad to speak with anyone.
Okay. Well, it's a very important topic here, and amplified here in the month of April. We sure hope if we help one victim, that's a positive here.
Absolutely.
Melissa Mosier and Stephanie Kilborn, again, our guests here this morning. Thank you for being here. And
thank you, Brandon.
Have a great rest of your month.
Thank you.